You hold that Vov Omer Aleph. In the middle, or by the big lines, the second one of the big lines. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Hamoitzi chometz bebeisoy biyomtiv. Somebody finds chometz in his house in the middle of Yom Tov on Pesach, is koyfol of esakli. So all you have to do is just cover it up with a keli. Put a plate on top of it. As long as you don't see it, that's enough. So Rashi learns, koyfol of esakli, tolo chozil totule. He's on Yom Tov itself, the chometz is muksa. You're not allowed to touch it. Fiyafuki, you can't take it outside. But you're not over an Yisid Yiraisa. Why? To abot le belibe. Miyesma. Because Mustama, yesterday before an Erev Pesach, you were Mavato the Chometz. Kidarmina le Kamun, that Haboidik Tzarach Shivato. Belibe. When you make a Badikas Chometz, right after the Badika, you have to make a Bittel. So therefore, Midiraisa, you're not over by your Roy and by your Motz on this Chometz that you find now, because you're already Mavatlit. Ela Mishum Shla Yishkach. The Yechlenu, the Islamic Zeru, you shouldn't come teetered on Pesach, is Sarach Shvias Kli. That's why you have to right now cover it up. You can't take it out of the house because it's Muksa. So the only answer is just put a Kli over it. But the Mefarsh Ramadayik from Rashi Mashmo, let's say somebody did not make Bittel. He wasn't Mavato the Chometz before Pesach. So if you find Chometz now in your house on Pesach, you're Mamish over in Issa B'Raisam. You're being over by your old, by your Motzei. So then Rashi would be Moider as Smut there to take the Chometz out of your house and even to burn it. Because it's called the tzarech then. You would be allowed to do it. Since Havar is mutl at tzarech, this is called the tzarech not to be over Nisa Diraisa. So therefore, our sugya that says all you have to do is just kaifal of a kli, is talking about that you wore mevatlit. So there's no Nisa Diraisa. Just Amad Rabboni, you should get it out of your house, not to come teed it. That is no heter to touch it because it's mukso. So therefore, the answer is cover it up with a kli. So the more Omar Rova, Imshal Hegdishu, let's say the chometz you have in your house belongs to Hegdish, is ain't it tzarech, you don't have to cover it up with a kli either. You can leave it the way it is. My timer, Mivdal Bedilei Minei. Everybody stays away from Hegdish, even the whole year. Not only on Pesach wouldn't you come to eat it. Even the whole year you wouldn't come to eat Hegdish. So therefore now on Pesach, Mamonashach, Val Yiroa, you're not over, either because you're Mavatlit, or Poshit, since it belongs to Hegdish, we had before, the Pesach says, Lecho, Lo Yiroa Lecho, sir, it has to belong to you, and Hegdish doesn't belong to you anymore. So therefore there's no Issa the Yiraisa, and Medir Rabbanan also there's no Issa, because everybody stays away from Hegdish. The Yom Rav Yudom Arav, Chemtsoi Shel Nochri, Chometz that belongs to a Goy, is Oysaloi Mechitza Asar Tvochim, Mishum Heker. Let's say a guy comes in your house on Pesach and puts down some chometz. So the derayser there's no issa because you weren't mekabel achrayis. The chometz belongs to the guy. Again, the pasuk says lecho, your chometz you can't see, but the guy's chometz you're allowed to see. But still, the rabbanon is supposed to make a mechitza. So Rashi, nochri ha-mufkad etzel, the first one of the big lines in Rashi. Chemtzei shel nochri ha-mufkad etzloi v'loi kibel olav achrayis to mutel l'shoisei. A guy put his chometz by you in your house. But you are not Makabal Achrayis. If it gets lost, you don't have to pay for it. So Medirayis, it's mutter. Still, Medirabor and Oysolei Mechitza. Biyarbo, so on Erev Pesach, you have to make a Mechitza. Mishum Heker, Shlo Yishkach Yechlenu. You shouldn't come to forget and eat his chometz. V'loi Sagalei Bechvias Kli Kol Shivam. Here, since it'll be in your house all 7 days in Pesach, it's not enough, like the Gemara before says, just to cover it up. But here, you have to make a Mechitza. As for one day on Yom Tov, if you can't do anything, we let you just cover it up. Like Rashi said, you can't make a mechitza on Yom Tov. But here we are going to have it in your house for all 7 days of Pesach. Before Pesach, you mechuyim with the Rabbanan to make a mechitza for Heker. So the Gemara of Yimshel Hegdishu, let's say the chometz you have in your house belongs to Hegdish, ain't it tzarech. You don't have to make any mechitza. You're not over the Issa Deraisa because it doesn't belong to you. And with the Rabbanan also we're not afraid. So the Gemara of my time, why not? The Teretz is, Mivdal Bedili Inshimineh, like we said the same story before. Hegdish, everybody stays away from even the whole year. So we're not afraid you come teed it, therefore you don't even have to make a mechitza. V'yom Rav Yudom Arav, ha-meforesh v'ha-yoytzei b'shayora. Ha-meforesh, somebody goes away. Shrashi means min ha-yabosh liyam. He goes on the sea. He takes a trip. Or else v'ha-yoytzei b'shayora, it's time you go in a caravan that you travel a faraway place, and you're going to be away for Pesach. It's like this. Koydim shloshim yoyim, if you go away, you leave your house. Before 30 days before Pesach, is ein zokik levayir. You don't have a chiyuv to make any bedikas chometz. Vashenke in toich shloishim yoyim, let's say you leave within the 30 days before Pesach, then zokik levayir. Then before you leave, you have a chiyuv to make a bedikas chometz. You have to check out your house. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this, Ho di Amar, that that you say, Teich Shloshim Yoim Zokog Levayer, if he leaves a week or two or 3 weeks before Pesach, before he leaves, he has to make a B'dikas Chomets, he has to be Mevayer, get rid of all the Chomets out of his shoes. Lo Yamarin, this is only said, Elishadayte Lachzer, if he has not to return back to his house on Pesach, or else before Pesach, and to be there on Pesach. But let's say he's going away even 2 weeks before and he does not have das to return. That's what Abaye says. As long as you don't have das to return for Pesach, you're not going to be home. You don't have to make any bedikah. There's no reason to get rid of the chametz. Now, Avada, the pshat is, the chametz belongs to you. So, Pashin, we're talking about that the person made a bittul. His midiyaraisi, he took care of it because he was mavatal his chametz. He's mavatal his peliboi. Even though the chometz belongs to him, he's not over any yisur, because he was mabatlit. He made it either what Tosis means, like lehefker, or Rashi holds, bittul is, you're mabatl believe, but you make it like it's nothing to you. It has no cheshivas, it's like offer, so that's the key of the mitzvah tashbisu, and the mele, you're not over by your own, by your motzim. So midiraisi, you took care of it with bittul. No, but the rabbonin, you have to make a bedikum, and the time of the rabbonin's bedikum is, you shouldn't come teed it. So if you're going to be away from the house, you have no chiyah bedikum. But if you leave within 30 days, we'll soon see, then you do have a bedikah. But if you leave before 30 days, then you don't have a bedikah. Now, Abaye says, that we say if you leave within 30 days, you have a chiyuv bedikah, that's only if you plan to come back. So then we understand, since you plan to be yom for Pesach, if you don't make a bedikah, we're afraid maybe you'll find chametz on Pesach and you'll come to eat it. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, you have to make a bedikah. Omalei Rova, Rova has a kasha, no. E daita lachzer, if the person has asked to come back, and to be home for Pesach, so pshita afilum Rosh Hashanah nami. Even if he leaves the house on Rosh Hashanah, more than 30 days, mama 6 months before he goes away. But if he knows that he's going to come back on the middle of Pesach, or right before Pesach, so pshita is not to make a bedikah, because he's going to live in his house on Pesach, and maybe you'll find chametz in his house, and we're afraid he'll come to eat it. Even if he made a bittul, so he's not over midiraisah, but the rabbanon still make a takana, you have to make a bedikah, maybe you come to eat it. So how can you say that you leave within 30 days, it's only if you're going to come back in your house? No, if you're going to come back and be announced for Pesach, so no matter how early you left, you have to make the bedikah. Elo Amar Robas, Rava says like this, Ho di Amr, that you're telling me, Koidim Shloishim Yoim, Ain't Zokog Levayer, the first part of the din, that if you leave the house before 30 days before Pesach, you don't have to make a bedikah. Lo Yamorin, that kul is only said, Elishain Daitelachzer, you don't have das to return to your house on Pesach, or right before Pesach. Avo Daitelachzer, but let's say you have das, you know clearly you'll be home for Pesach. Afilum Rosh Hashanah, even if you leave your house on Rosh Hashanah, before you leave the house, Zokok Levayer, you should know you have a chiv to make a bedikah. Because if you don't make a bedikah, we're afraid you're going to come home on Pesach, and you're going to find chametz, and as soon as you find chametz, you maybe come to eat it. So therefore, Avadim and Rabbanan is the chiv to make a bedikah. The only time you potter is if you leave 30 days before Pesach, and you don't plan to come home for Pesach. So since you don't plan to be home for Pesach, and you left before 30 days, you have no chiv to take care of the nyan in Pesach. So you could leave without making a bedikah. I, when it comes Pesach, you'll be over by your motz, it's your chametz. The teret is avad, you'll be mabatlit. Bittul helps anywhere. And I, maybe you come to eat the chametz, you won't come to eat it, you're not going to be home. But in the case when you plan to be home, shit, you have to make a bedikah before. So let's just see Rashi, the chiddush, the mechudush, the Rashi here, Shver Rashi. Rashi, Afilam Rosh Hashanah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line, near the end of it. Afilam Rosh Hashanah Nami, is at Rashi. Dichihada bei b'yemeya Pesach. Even if the person left his house on Rosh Hashanah, but if he knows he's going to be home for Pesach, when he comes home on Pesach, over alei, he's going to be over by your by motzei then. V'hi shosa lav rishus sehid lavatli. At that time, he's not going to be in his rishus mavatli anymore. Like in the middle of Pesach, we'll soon see he can't be mavatli. You can only be mavatol koidim zmani suri, when it's still in your rishus. But once it comes zmani suri, anyway it's out of your rishus. But the Torah put it back in your rishus, it doesn't know bitum. Shrei yisr hanohu, v'yene shaloi, once it comes zmani suri, comes Pesach, chometz is also banom, it's like it doesn't belong to you. The melo zakrashu kishuruhu, when you're going to see the chometz now on Pesach, over all that, then you're going to be over by your by yimotzei. So Rashi is mashmi here that if the person left his house on Rosh Hashanah, he has to make a bedikah. Why? Because maybe you'll come home on Pesach, when he comes on Pesach, when he sees his chametz in his house, that's when it's going to be over by your own by Moshe. So a lot of chedushim here. Rashi's mashmi, you're only over when you see it. Mashmi, if you have chametz in your house but you don't see it, you're not over. So mafarsh mitzkash, that's not true. The chura, as long as you own the chametz and it's in your house, even if you're not home, but it's your chametz, you should be over by your own by Moshe. So it's a big shaila how to learn Rashi here. Some of us have learned that kol zman you're away, a blight is like nofel lamapolis. A blight is like something fell on top of it. So as long as something fell on top of it right now, it's not called motzei yetzlechom. So therefore, up until you see it, it won't be yosem, because you're not home. If you're home living there, even though you don't see it, that's called motzei yetzlechom. But if you went away, you're not home at all, so then it's considered like nofel lamapolis. All right, a lot of the mashal, talks about Rashi, Shver Rashi. But Pasha, the halacha is that the halacha taki rova by your rova by Motzei. And the only answer is if you leave your house before Pesach, is to mevatlit. Even if you leave 2 months before Pesach, havadi, you have to make a vittum. You have to be mevatlit b'liboy. Just the chiyuv with the rabbanon to make the bdika, that you don't have to do. If you left before 30 days, you don't have to make a bdika if you don't plan to be home on Pesach. So tomorrow now, v'yozda rova l'taymei. Rova goes according to this time that is totally in 30 days. Like, what does 30 days have to do here? If somebody's going to make his house down into a warehouse, instead of living there, he's going to decide to store things in his house. If he's going to make his house into a warehouse before 30 days before Pesach, and Zokas Levayer, he does not have a chiyuv to check out the floors for the chametz before he makes it a warehouse. Let's say he starts to do this, move out of his house and make his house a warehouse within 30 days before Pesach, then Zokak Levayim, he has a chiyuv to make a bedika. Even if he does it before 30 days, if he doesn't have any das to empty it out before Pesach, again, not to use this house for Pesach. Let's say even though now he's going to make it for a warehouse, he's going to store all his goods there. But if he has das that either before Pesach or on Pesach, he'll empty it out again from all his goods and he'll live there. So then he'll be living there on Pesach. Then like we had before, even if you do this, you make your house into a warehouse 30 days before Pesach, still, nami zokag levayir. Still you have to make a bdika. Because you will be living here on Pesach. So if you don't make a bdika, we're afraid maybe you'll find the chametz on Pesach and you come to eat it. Are you mavatlit? So what? Bittul only helps that maybe Raisa, you're not over by your own by your motzein. But the Rabbanon always made Xerah, even though you're Mavatlit, still you have to make a Bdikon. That we don't want you to find Chametz and maybe you come to eat it. So here, if you're making your house into a Noitzah 30 days beforehand, you have no Chiyah Bdikon. If you don't plan to use this house even throughout Pesach, you don't plan to empty it out from the warehouse and live there. But if you plan to empty it out and live there, then you have to make the Bdikon. Now for the Gemara, Hani Shleshim Yoim, Maya Vritayu. Where do we get the shear of punk 30 days? Like we're saying now, anything within 30 days of Pesach, even if you don't plan to be home, you plan to go away for 3 months now, you have to make a bdika before you leave, even midirabonin. Mashenkin, before 30 days, you don't have the chiv. Where do we get the shear of 30 days? Now the Gemara, Kinatanya, the Gemara's going to brace them. There's a loch of in Shoyalin, Vidorshin, Pilchas HaPesach, Koidim HaPesach Shloshim Yoim. There's such an Indian that you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. There's such a loch like that. It could even be Midiraiser also. The Drashi Koidim Shloshim, but 30 days before Pesach, you're supposed to start Shoyalin Vidorshim learning Hilchas Pesach. The first is saying, my Nafkaminim. Nafkaminim is if you ask a Shalom to a Rav. There's a halacha, if two people come to ask a shalom to a rov, something that's nageya right now, you're supposed to answer that person first. If somebody asks you a shalom that's not nageya to right now, it's nageya for a long time. And somebody else asks you a shalom at the same time about something nageya right now, you're supposed to answer the person that shalom is nageya right now. So chatz nafkamina 30 days before Pesach. If somebody comes and asks you a shalom about Hilchos Pesach before 30 days, you don't have to answer him right now. It's not this man yet. If somebody else asks you Shalom, something again to trace them, again to right now, you're supposed to answer him. But once it comes 30 days before Pesach, that's already called his man to be Isaac and Hukas Pesach. And if somebody comes to ask you Shalom, it's called he's asking something this man that you're supposed to answer him first. The Koponim, you see that such in the 30 days before Pesach, you have to start worrying, learning the Isaac and Hukas Pesach. Here also, like the bottom Rashi says, Koidim Shloshim, Loichala Choyves Birolov. Before 30 days, there's no chiyuv even with the rabbanon to make a bedikon, because you have no chiyuv to start thinking about Pesach yet. V'chimat hishosom loy mechuyuv. Then later, when it comes 30 days, you're not mechuyuv anymore. Could the amaron do enough for l'mapoilus? Or here, where you made it into an eitzer, it already fell l'mapoilus on it. Or else, if you went away, you're not there anymore. So if you left before 30 days, you have no chiyuv to worry about Pesach. But once it comes 30 days before Pesach, then you have a chiyuv to worry about Hilchas Pesach and the Melon. You have a chiyuv now to make a bdika, to make sure your house will be clean for Pesach. So Metchila, you're supposed to do it, like the Mishnah says, Leil Arba Osom. The night of Erev Pesach, that's when we make the bdika. But if you know you're going to go away, you're not going to be home then, so before you go away, you have to make the bdika. Because 30 days before Pesach, you have to be Isaac in doing Hilchas Pesach. Right? We have Shimon ben Gamliel loyimen no shtei shabbosos. He dings it and says, no, you don't have to be oisik 30 days. No, it's enough 2 weeks before. So the Gemara, what's the machlokes? My time of the Tanakama. What does he say 30 days? So the Gemara, sharei Moshe oimad the Pesach Rishon umazir al Pesach Sheni. Moshe was talking about the zman of Pesach Rishon. He told Klai Yisrael the halachas about Pesach Sheni, which was 30 days later. So you see, 30 days before, you have to start being oisik in Hilchas Achad. Shenema v'yatsu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach v'moyadoi. That's talking about making Pesach on a regular time, on Yudalad v'nisan, to bring the Korban Pesach. Huchsiv v'yi anoshim ashohoyu t'meilu nefesh odom. And they started to ask the Shalos, what should we do? And Moshe gave them the Torah about Pesach Sheni. So you see, on Yudalad Nisan, Moshe gave them the Torah what they'll do next month. So you see, 30 days in advance, you have to know the halachas. So Drashi Shrei Moshe Rabbeinu Oymad Pesach Rishon V'Doyrish Lam B'Hilchas Pesach Hasheni Dainu Shleishim Yom Shubah Abos Abir. So you see, 30 days in advance, you have to know the halachas. Start being oisik in the halachas. Vayta V'Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Loim Melecho Omelecho. No, there's no raya. I'll tell you there. I did the Iri B'Milu De Pischo. Once Moshe was teaching on the halachas about Pesach Rishon, Masik Lu Lecho Milu De Pischo. He already started to explain to them all the halachas. In other words, a person that's Tohor has to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudal Benisim. Somebody that's Tomei, he can't bring it on Yudal Benisim. He has to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudal Beer. So the reason why I explained it now, not because it's Alocha 30 days in advance. Now since he's Oisik already in Hilchas Pesach, he already explained all the Alochas of Hilchas Pesach. So from there, there's no Raya that for Pesach Rishon, you have to start learning 30 days in advance. Right. Of Izoi, my time with the Shimon Gamliel, so good, he doesn't like this Raya. But what's of Shimon Gamliel's, where's his Raya that it's 2 weeks? Sharei Moshe Oymed Rosh HaChodesh. Moshe was standing on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Omazir Allah Pesach. They started to teach them then on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hilchas Pesach. Shenemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Huxiv Dabro Kodas Yisrael Leima Vyasel HaChodesh Hazeh Vyikulhem Ish Sele Beis Ovis. Halach is about Korban Pesach. He started to teach them Poshid on HaChodesh Hazeh on Rosh Chodesh. So even though the Pesach says, the Pesach doesn't say before she was Rosh Chodesh, what the Avimin was, it's talking about the halachas of the Rosh Chodesh, of this Chodesh, at the beginning of the Chodesh Nisan, he was telling them the halachas about Korban Pesach. Fretting Gemara, no, what's the Raya? Mimai de Bereshi Yarcha Koi, who said Moshe started to talk on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Dilma b'yabor b'yarcha. Maybe on Dalad Nisan he started to teach them the halachas. So it wasn't 2 weeks in advance. Oy b'chamisha b'yarcha Koi. Maybe it was Hey Nisan. What's the Raya? He's talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For this pasuk, doesn't say Klo, he started to teach them halachas on Rosh Chodesh. Elo Roma Rabo Basimi Mishmed Ravina Mihocha. I have a Raya from another pasuk. The pasuk says, V'yadav Roshem Moshe B'mid Basinai B'ashono HaShenish B'chodesh HaRishoyim Ulchsiv V'yasu B'nei Yisoh Asa Pesach V'mayadai V'klai Yisoh bought the Korban Pesach in his time on Yudal V'nisan. So who here also that what it is that V'dav Roshem Moshe B'mid Basinai B'ashono HaShenish B'chodesh HaRishoyim. So we'll have him in the reason again that Kodesh Baruch was telling Moshe the lochas on Rosh Chodesh Nisan about what's going to take place on Korban Pesach, about Yudalad, 2 weeks later. So you see, you have to learn the lochas 2 weeks in advance. So remember again, Hochinami, Mimai Debresh Yachakoyi, who said that the Pasha is talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Dilme Biabor Biyacho, Oibachamisha Biyacho, maybe it was Dalad or Hey Nisan Koyi, who said the Pasha is talking about on Rosh Chodesh? Omer Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, I'll tell you how a raya. Asya midbar mi midbar. Ksiv hocho be midbar sinai, uksiv hosom yadabu Hashem a Moshe be midbar sinai. B'yoyo moyed v'yechud ha-chodesh ha-sheni. Is ma lahalam v'resh chodesh? There it says clearly, Be'echod la'chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Iyur, is Afkan to Rosh Chodesh. Here also it says, V'davar Hashem Moshe, B'mid Bas Sinai means on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to teach Moshe the halacha is about Korban Pesach. So it's a rise from here, that's 14 days, that means 2 weeks in advance, you have to start learning the halachas. For the Gemara, a new kasha now. V'nichtav reisho the Chodesh Rishon, V'odo nichtav the Chodesh Sheni. Some it's a stira in the Seda Pashis. First the Pasha starts talking about in Bamidba Aleph. It starts talking about what happened in Lachodesh Hasheni. And then later in Bamidba Tes, it starts talking about what happened in Chodesh Rishon about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Chur it's a modern Zach. First in Bamidba, beginning of Bamidba, should have started off right away what happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan about Hilchos Pesach. And then talk about Chodesh Hasheni. How come in Bamidba Aleph it starts off with Inyonim von Chodesh Sheni? And then later, Bamidba Tes, it starts talking about Chodesh Rishon. And tomorrow, Amar Rav Benashia Batachlipa Mishmei the Rav Zois Emeris. From here, we have a clear raya that ain't muktim amuchim b'Torah. The way the Torah is written in Psukim, not every pasuk has to follow, not every pasha has to follow the pasha before. It's an ain't muktim amuchim b'Torah. Certain things, even though they happened before, they're said later in the Torah. Like here, Bamidba Dalet talks about things that happen on Chodesh Nisan, and the Bamidba Aleph talks about things that happen on Chodesh Sheni. It should be the opposite way. That's the klal ain't muktim amuchim b'Torah. The way the Torah is written, it wasn't makbid that everything has to be written in the order that it happened. Certain pashas that happened earlier, still the Torah says other pashas that happened later, before that. There's no muktim, there's no cloud that has to go in the way it happened in the Torah. For the Gemara Kasha, this is only said that there's ain't muktim, it doesn't have to go in order. Ella betray inyoni. If the Torah is talking about two different inyonim, so it could say a later inyon first, and then it says an early inyon later. Avo bechad inyona. When the Torah talks about one inyon, what's happening here? Avada, then the way the Torah talks about that inyon is ma de muktim muktim. What happened first, the Torah says first, or ma de mucha mucha. What happens later comes later. Avada, that's the cloud. There is such a cloud. You could read the Torah the way it says that this happened first, that happened second. In the same portion, the same inyan, it goes both for the Seder how it happened. And may all the Psukim follow one after the other. What's the raya for this? If you're not going to tell me like this, klaluprat, there's always a cloud we have. That the Torah says something, a cloud, a general cloud. Cloud. And then it says a prat, it says exactly what it means, it says a prat. The cloud doesn't mean everything, it only means this one thing. The cloud is, ain't the cloud of mashim a prat. We say the cloud is lav dafkum, but really the inyan is what the prat is. The prat is coming to explain the cloud, to say the cloud only means this prat. And so that's good if you say, when a Torah says a cloud first and then a prat, the prat second happens second, and it means second, to explain the cloud. But if you're going to tell me no, sometimes it says one before the other, Dilma, maybe it's the opposite way around. Maybe Prat or Klalu. Maybe really the Prat should have been said first. And the Klal that says before happens later. So really then it's a Prat first and then a Klal. And then we say just the opposite. That the Klal comes to explain that the Prat doesn't mean Badafkom, this one thing, but it means a lot of things. So every time, how could you ever make a Drushum of a Klal or Prat if ain't Muktim Amuchar, you don't know what comes first? Elamai, it's a clear raya that in that inyan, pshita, when the Torah says something, that comes first, and next comes after it. So if the Torah first says a cloud, and then it says a prat, that has to go in order. And we say, why did the Torah first say the cloud, then the prat? That the prat, this one thing, is explaining the cloud. The cloud doesn't mean everything, it only means this one prat. So that in one inyan, the Torah goes keseder. Bisu, the same thing the other way. Prat to cloud, nasa cloud moisif ala prat. How do we have a cloud, prat to cloud? That we say what? That the cloud is being moisif on the prat to say the prat doesn't mean it. It means like the cloud, Dilma, maybe just the opposite way. Cloud or prat to, maybe really, the cloud that says later should be first, and the prat that says first should be later. And then it should be a cloud or prat, and the cloud is the what? That the ikar is the prat. So how could you ever make drushes? Elamai, it's a clear raya, that in the same inyan we say what comes first is first and second is second. Fred Gemari Hochi, if that's true, Afilu betraying Yoni Nami. The Chori should have a raya, even in two different in Yoni Mosti, should have the same raya, that the Torah only says things to say them. Why? Because Honi Chalaman Diyoma, Klal Uprat Tamru Chokim, The Torah says a klal in one parsha, and then it says a prat further on another parsha. Hamruchokim zemizeh ain't done a nice klal a prat. There's such a man diyama like that. That if it says in two different parshas far away, you can't make a drush of a klal there and a prat later that the prat is coming to explain the klal. No, that we don't say. If they're far away, each one has its own drushim. Then shapa, then it's very good. But there is a man diyama that says no. That even though the klal says one parsha and the prat says another parsha, still we make that into a klal of prat. And the second prat is explaining the klal. Is ma'ik lemeima? How could that be? If you're telling me this man diyama says even in two different inyonim, far away from the Torah, the Torah says a klal here and a prat here, that prat could explain the klal. How could that be? About the two different inyonim, you're telling me now in two different inyonim, ain't muktim mucha b'Torah. So mainly the prat that says later, really that should have been before. And the klal that says before should have been later. So then it should be a prat and a klal, and just the opposite is that the yikar is the klal, it means everything. So how could you ever make a drusha klal or prat? That the yikar is the prat, who said it? It was two different inyonim, you're telling me ain't muktim mucha. So tomorrow name. Even if the man Yomer says you could make a call of prat, even though the prashis are mechokim zemizeh, hanemili, when do we say this? V'chad in yonim. Avo betray in yonim ain't donim. Ain't a chanam is also maskim. Even though mechokim, they're separated, but it has to be the same minion. If it's in the same minion, the same type of a pasha, then we say that the cloud of muktim amuchim ba-Torah. The Torah means exactly what it says. But if it's two different in yonim, ain't a chanami, that man the yom is moidim. Two different in yonim, ain't muktim mucha b'teira, and then you cannot dash in klal prata klal. You can't make such a drush. Yeah. But about that, we do believe that ain't muktim mucha b'teira, and by befrat zicha by two different in yonim. Yeah. Right. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav. Ha boidek tzorech shivato. This is zicha to konim with the rabbonin, that calls the man you make a b'diko, still you have to be mvato the chometz. Not enough just to make a b'dika, no, sarach shivato. My time, what's the time? What's wrong with making a b'dika alone? Why can't you just... Why do you have to mevatel for it? Why isn't b'dika alone enough? The chur of the b'dika, you're checking for the chametz, and you get rid of all the chametz, so you have no chametz left in your house. Why do Rabbanan still say you have to make a bittel? My time. Marina, if you're going to tell me, mishum pirurin, there are leftover pieces there, the small crumbs. So even though you made a b'dika, we'll be afraid though, maybe you didn't get all the crumbs. If you didn't get all the crumbs, when you have the crumbs left in your house, on that you're going to be over in Avera, by your own, by your motzayin. But that b'dika doesn't help. So that's why the Rabbanan said you have to make a, that's why you have to make a bittel. If you mevatel all the crumbs, believe by it, so even though you have perurim, small crumbs there, but bittel helps on that. Maybe that's the reason why you have to be mevatel. Shum perurim, empty gemara, nay, holei chashivi, that has no chashivis to it. In other words, perurim are like hefker. You don't want the crumbs in your house. You have crumbs in your house. You looked all over your house for the chametz. So the crumbs that you didn't keep fine, look, that's hefker. You're not machshev it. You don't want it. Tolech hashivi. So you wouldn't be over anyway on Bayur or Bayur Motse. It's not choshev to you. The chitayman, maybe you tell me. Kivan de mintalahu. Agav besa chashiva. Since lamaisa, these crumbs are in your house. And your house, lamaisa, you have a nice big fat lock on the front door. You lock your house. So Mela, you're mocked with everything in the house, you want to be watched. So even these crumbs in the house are also called watch. In other words, something in your house, since you're watching the house, you can't say little crumbs in the house, light hefka. No, since you're watching the house, we'll say a svara, everything in the house still belongs to you. Tomorrow I'll bring it right out like that. But Tanya, we're going to price like this. Sufei tenim. If a person has in his field left over the end of the figs that are not ripe and never get ripe, so really it's a svara, they should be hefka. But in his field, he still has grapes growing there, and the Maisi is watching his field now because of the grapes. So the Maisi, this field, at one side has figs, the other side has grapes. And the Maisi, the Balabas, is watching the whole sod, the why? Because he's watching because the grapes are there, not because of the figs. We'll soon see what the locher is. Who is in the opposite case? Sufei Anovim. Let's say there are old grapes there that don't get ripe on the tree, that really should be hefka-like. Or Meshama Sadeh Mifnei Makshoyis, or Mifnei Madlois. But he has pumpkins and cucumbers on his field. They're growing nicely. So he's watching his field now because of the cucumbers. So what's the halacha?